¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. This is the Future Self Energetics Show on UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson. And on the show this week, we are marking the spring equinox in the Northern Hemisphere. We're exploring the ancient festival of Ostara, where we are in the great Celtic Wheel of the Year, and what this particular turning phase is asking and offering each one of us energetically at this very charged moment in 2026. Today, as I'm recording this, it's the 20th of March, it's the spring equinox. And I want to start really by saying that, if I'm honest, I think many of us have genuinely lost the art, the habit of knowing where we are in the natural year in any meaningful sense. What we do is we rely a lot on written calendars or on an app, perhaps, to remind us. Do you know where we are in the natural turning of things? If you're not a gardener or someone who finds themselves working in nature, then absolutely, it's likely that you don't. In the rhythm that the Earth has been keeping, long before anyone thought to organise time into financial years or weekly planners and organisers, there has always been a rhythm. And whether we're paying attention to it or not, its energies are shaping our experience, whether we are watching and paying close attention or whether we're allowing it to simply drift on by. The Wheel of the Year, then, is one of the oldest frameworks that human beings have ever used, enabled to understand their place in time, what has just happened, what it is now, and what's likely to come next. So the Wheel of the Year marks 8 significant points across the entire year. There are 4 solar festivals that fall at the solstices and the equinoxes, and 4 fire festivals that sit between them. And together they map the full cycle of the year as a living, turning system, and each of the different turnings within that system has its own core intelligence. It's an ever-turning wheel, and it's been turning since the start of what we feel is time. And that means that at any given moment, you and I are somewhere specific in that turning on that wheel, and that somewhere that particular space that we're occupying has its own distinct character, and that character leaves an impression upon us whether we're aware of it or not. Ostara is the name given to the spring equinox in the old Germanic and Norse traditions. It takes its name from Istra, who is a goddess of dawn and spring. And her symbols were the wild hare and also the egg, both representing fertility and potential and new life ready to emerge. And you're going to recognise these symbols easily enough. They've persisted right the way through into the modern Easter festivals. And although the meaning is a little bit obscured by more modern traditions, the main symbols are still there. So old wisdom always tends to find a way to circulate, even when the original context may have been stripped away or changed a bit, wouldn't you agree? What Ostara actually represents energetically is the light and the dark, and the fact that they are in exact balance across the whole planet simultaneously, all of us equal day and equal night together. And from this point forward, the light begins to increase for us here in the Northern Hemisphere, slowly at first, then with gathering momentum until we reach those beautiful midsummer days in the middle of the year. At Ostara, I feel the energetic invitation is threefold. The first is an invitation for emergence, bringing forward what has completed its underground phase and is genuinely ready to move into expression. And the second invitation is balance, standing at the still point between the dark and the light, and genuinely honouring what each has given you before fully moving forward into the outer season that comes. And the third invitation then is preparation, understanding that the energy available from this point onwards is forward, it's outward, it's growing energy, and that what you give your attention to now will be shaped and strengthened by the energy as the light increases through spring and into summer. What the equinox marks is a very precise, natural tipping point, the moment the balance shifts from darkness towards the lightness. Now, in terms of the wheel of the year, this is the moment when the energy that's been moving inward and downward all through autumn and winter, that dreamy, rooting energy, the energy of things gathering themselves in the shadows, those energies begin a reversal. They reverse their course and they begin to move outward and upward instead. The soil begins to warm and the seeds that have been held in the chilly, dark soil, they all wake up and begin their push, push, push through the surface to the sun. The sap rises in the trees, the light returns, and it's got such growing confidence. And everything that has been quietly incubating through those winter months begins to wake up and think about actually revealing and reaching a fuller expression. Now, I don't sow or plant any vegetable starts outside in my vegetable garden until I see the peonies in my garden wake up. I take no notice whatsoever of what they say on Gardener's World or on the internet. I don't even look at my calendar or my diary. I just watch to see what those peony flowers do. The soil is not truly warm enough where I live for any general planting until the shoots of the peonies have emerged from the ground. This is my signal to join in. It's the signal that the ground in my garden's warm enough and the danger of really severe, deep, frosty winters is past. We do have frosts between now and mid-May, around May 20th, I think, according to the records, is supposed to be our official last frost date. But the peonies are what I plant by. Nature knows, and nature knows what the right day is, even if it's not in my diary. Did you know, though, that energetically, the same movement, the same rising sap, if we want to use that expression, is happening inside of you. So whatever is happening in your earth is happening in your energy field. The same turn that's occurring in the natural world is turning inside you. And whether you register it consciously or not, it's happening. The question then Ostara asks is always the same one. What has been incubating in you through the dark months now past? What has been gathering itself, forming quietly below the surface, that is now ready to move towards the light? In my 2026 experiment, I have been deliberately creating space in my diary to enable my energy field to respond to any call if it chooses to. Now, those of you following along with my 2026 experiment will already know that at the start of this year, instead of writing goals and targets in notebooks and in my diary as I might normally do, I just took a large wall calendar, the kind you pin up so that you can see every individual day of the whole year all at once, and I divided it very simply into odd and even numbered weeks. All the even numbered weeks were predominantly allocated to pure potentiality, weeks deliberately left open and unfilled. Flexible, open-sided containers of time, just waiting for whatever energy of potentiality wanted to arrive there. Just space for potentiality to pay me a welcome visit. That's all I'm setting out to offer there. Then all the odd-numbered weeks were for the more structured commitment-style systems and processes. You have to do that too. But what I wanted to do is to separate the two out completely. So things like client work or admin or banking or scanning receipts or planning or scheduling or writing and the creation of courses and workshops and those sorts of things, they happen in those process style weeks. And what I've found is that when you make space for potentiality, when you invite it in deliberately, what arrives tends to arrive at exactly the right moment. This is Ostara energy. You can't force the seed to germinate before it's ready, but you can make sure the conditions are right so that it is able to germinate when the time arrives. And this is a fire horse year, and the fire horse has been pushing hard since February. It's intense, it's uncompromising, it's demanding. It demands authenticity, though, and it gallops forward and it moves in equal strides. But the wheel of the year holds its own wisdom alongside all of that. It does not gallop, the wheel of the year turns. And today the wheel is simply saying, before the great surge forward, there is this moment of balance. Please take a moment to balance. And it's asking for acknowledgement and stillness in the middle of all that galloping. So take a moment today, acknowledge the wheel of the year first, the change from dark to light, and the promise of what comes next after this period of incubation.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
The station that makes you feel good.
This is the Future Self Energetic Show. I'm Amanda Nelson. We've been stepping into Ostara energy today. It's the spring equinox here in the Northern Hemisphere, and we're looking at where we have arrived in the turning wheel of the year. I'd like you to go deeper now into what Ostara, this festival, actually represents as an energetic system, because I think there's considerably more to it than the return of warmer days and longer evenings and budding hedgerows, you know. And welcome as they are, what I also like to look at is the energy that's surrounding us at this time. And I suppose to understand the energy of Ostara and where it sits, it helps to know the energy of what came immediately before it, perhaps on the same wheel of the year. The festival before Ostara is called Imbolc, and it falls in early February, and it marks the very first stirrings after midwinter. It's the festival of Brigid. It's the festival of the flame that is kept burning throughout the coldest part of the year. Imbolc is subtle. It's snowdrop energy. Now, don't necessarily misinterpret subtle for gentle or weak, it's not, but it's subtle. It's the first reliable hints that something is able to wake up and bravely from underneath that very, very chilly, often almost frozen ground, when there is precious little visible evidence that the earth is stirring at all, that little snowdrop energy that you're waiting for. And that's the faith that comes into this. It asks you to trust that the process is happening. It's happening below the surface of the soil. And even when you can't see it yet, it is taking place. Ostara is what comes after the first stirrings. Now, I love snowdrops. I have them in my garden. And every year, I wait for the snowdrops to push through the soil. Snowdrops actually are my favourite early spring bulb. They're so delicate and yet they are mighty. They push through the chill and they're the first to welcome the sunshine despite the weather that they might face. By the spring equinox, the light is genuinely returning though. We notice it, we feel it. The growth that was only an underground promise at Imbolc is now visibly, unmistakably underway. Ostara then is emergence, is the shift from faith and potential into actuality, from the seed into the first green shoots breaking through the soil. Now, energetically then, this makes Ostara one of the most activating points on the entire wheel of the year. Not action, I don't think, in the sense of forcing or pushing or driving yourself forward, but it's an action in the sense of responding to conditions, responding when it is genuinely the right time and you are ready to move. So that's a real distinction here, isn't it? So a lot of what passes for action, certainly in our culture or the culture where I live, is actually just noise. Effort applied to things that are not yet ready or things that were never quite ours to do in the first place. There's an awful lot of busyness in our culture that is just filler noise. Now, Ostara energy is quite different. It's a responsive energy. It works with what has already been doing its underground work and is now genuinely ready to emerge because the conditions are right. The question I think to sit with then at this time of year on the wheel is, what in your life has completed its underground phase? What has been doing its quiet work in the dark, forming and developing and gathering through the winter, and is now at the point where it needs you to respond to it, to give it the conditions for it to grow and thrive? I ask this question because in my own 2026 experiment, in one of those weeks where I invited in the energy of purest potentiality, I sat down and from absolutely nowhere, I created a set of oracle cards, and I did it at lightning speed. And it was not something I thought up and then decided to create. It's as if I sat down at the table with a pencil and a piece of paper, and it was just born unexpectedly from nowhere. But I don't think it came from nowhere. I think it was waiting for the condition to emerge. I think it had been underground for at least 15 years, doing its own quiet work in some energetic Holden pattern, I suppose, waiting for the right moment, waiting for me to give it, provide it with the right moment, so it could push through just like the peonies. And when I created the space for it, those open potential weeks, the available time, the willingness to simply receive whatever wanted to come and find me, it really came through fast and with astonishing clarity. That's what happens when something has genuinely completed its underground phase and then the conditions finally allow it to emerge. It just doesn't hold back. Why would it? It surfaces and it arrives. At Astara, the energetic invitation then is that. It's threefold. The first is emergence, bringing forward what's completed its underground phase and is genuinely ready to move into true expression. And the second invitation is the balance, standing at that still point between the dark and the light, and genuinely honouring what each has given you before moving fully into the outward season. And the third invitation, which we'll get to later on in the show, is preparation, understanding that the energy available from this point forward is going to be outward, active, growing energy, and that what you give your attention to now will be shaped and strengthened by that energy as the light in it increases through spring and into summer. It's a very exciting time. So let's go back then, the second invitation. Astara carries within it the theme of balance. The equinox is the moment, the one moment of the year when light and dark are genuinely equal, but that light is starting to increase. This is in the Northern Hemisphere. In the Southern Hemisphere, it's different. This particular equinox will be that the light and the dark are genuinely equal, but for them, the dark is starting to advance and increase. So us in the Northern Hemisphere, the inward time, the dreaming time, the time of roots and depth and quiet reformation is over. But without that winter time, there is no spring. Without that underground phase, there can be no emergence. What the equinox moment offers is the chance for us to offer both light and dark, to stand at the balance point and acknowledge what the dark months gave us before throwing ourselves entirely into the months of light. What did you learn in the quiet? Have you spent a moment or two thinking what this autumn-winter season represented for you? What formed in you during the inward time that you are now bringing forward? Take that moment, acknowledge this. It's a genuine accounting of the benefit of what the dark season offered you. Allow that to integrate, because integrated energy moves much more cleanly and more sustainably. It encounters much less resistance as it travels and it is enabled because it is in much greater flow. So take a minute, whether you like what you learnt or not, whether you like what you incubated or not, acknowledge it, because then you allow it to integrate. Despite being brave and hardy and ready for the task, The little snowdrop still waits for the right condition. It still waits for the right time for it to face the surface world. Choosing the wrong time, rushing through, well, it might be too hard to break through the boundary to the light. The snowdrop waits, and in doing that, it enables itself to judge whether or not its time in the shadows are completed. It has incubated to the point where it's ready to reveal itself.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
This is the Future Self Energetic Show on UK Health Radio. My name's Amanda Nelson, and we've been with Ostara Energy today, with the spring equinox here in the Northern Hemisphere, and we're on the turning wheel of the year. And I want to begin to close this show today by bringing this right down to the ground, if you'll excuse the pun, to what this really means, what it actually means for you today and in the coming days in practical energetic terms. So the wheel of the year, we know, is not an abstract concept. It's not a historical record of events. It's actually a living system that you are inside, whether you actively acknowledge it or not. And your energy field is responding constantly to the turning of the seasons, just like the little snowdrops and the peonies and my nemesis strawberry thieving blackbird as well. Your body responds to the changing light. The natural world around you is undergoing a very specific and significant shift today. And your energy field is part of that natural world that's being shifted. So working consciously with the wheel simply makes it possible for you to become aware of what's already happening and choosing then to align with it inside of you. Rather than working against it or being oblivious to it entirely. So it brings you an advantage, if you like, when you work with the wheel of the year and you see how what's happening on your in your outer world is actually also what's happening on your inner world and your energy field. It enables you. You can work with it and you can choose to get into alignment with it. What nature is doing, please choose to do that too. At Ostara, the energetic invitation is threefold. The first is emergence, the second is balance, and the third is preparation. Understanding that the energy available from this point onwards for you is active and growing, and that what you give your attention to now will shape and strengthen whatever you have been incubating in the shadow months. So these aren't small things. The seeds that you're choosing to tend from this point forward will be growing increasingly, and the conditions will be very favourable for them to grow. Perhaps be conscious of what you have sown and therefore what you're paying attention to. This is the lesson of how the wheel works. Then the question, I suppose, is whether you're being intentional about which seeds you want to bring to harvest. I perhaps would take a moment and recognise what's been incubating over the winter months, recognise those seeds and perhaps sort through them to find which are the ones that are strongest and most beneficial for you. There are some really simple ways then to work with Ostara energy consciously. I think the first I would say is really, and this is so easy, go outside. Go outside today if you possibly can, even briefly, and just acknowledge where you are in the world of the natural year. So you don't have to arrange a ritual or a ceremony for this. All you need to do is take a moment of genuine present awareness. I'd like you to stand in the light. and I'd like you to notice its quality. I'd like you to feel the temperature. I'd like you to look around you. What is budding? What's already growing? What's already blossoming? And let your body register the season rather than just your mind noting the date. You're in the same phase as the natural world you're observing. So where are you? Do you recognise yourself in nature? Are you at the stage of the first shoots? Are you already budding? Are you already getting ready to blossom? Maybe you're already flowering. The second suggestion I would give is to take some time today, or even this week, and ask yourself honestly, what part of you that you love is ready to emerge? What has been forming quietly in your life? Could be a thought, or it might be that you'd like to take up a new hobby. It could be that you'd like to read more, go more analog. It might be that there's something in your relationship that you'd like to build upon, something in your work that you'd like to do. Maybe it's simply a sense of who you're now becoming. What has been forming quietly that is now genuinely ready to move towards expression, because now the conditions are right. And I'd write it down if that helps, you know, name it, give it the acknowledgement of your full attention, because what you acknowledge, we all know, tends to grow. I think the third thing is to think about what you want to be tending between now and midsummer, because this is genuinely the most fertile, energetic window of the year. So if there's anything you want to grow, this is the time to do it. And interestingly enough, the fire horse energy is already pushing hard in 2026. So if you're looking to grow something and the fire horse energy is auspicious for you, you might find that everything you're doing becomes supercharged, that things tend to happen really, really fast for you. So when you add the growing light of the spring and the summer months to the energy of the firehorse energy, well, you've got extraordinary conditions for forward movement, haven't you? The question is, be intentional about this. What do you want to be moving forward? What do you want to navigate? If you were waiting for an invitation then, from anyone, for you to be bold and honest and begin, then consider yourself invited right now. I think it's funny because although we're in a fire horse year, Ostara is traditionally associated with Istra's hare. And that is not a rabbit, it's a wild, untamed hare. It's fast, unpredictable, impossible to contain, deeply attuned with its own instincts. The hare doesn't deliberate. It doesn't wait for perfect conditions, admittedly, or to have all of the information it needs. When it moves with everything it has. That's also something worth pondering. A willingness to trust your own instincts then, enough to actually act on them when the moment arrives. Grief, a wild untamed hare on top of a galloping fire horse. Looks like we need something to slow all that energy down. So the wheel of the year has been turning for a very long time. Whatever's happening in the world for you right now, whatever the particular intensity of this year or this month or this day, the equinox arrives anyway. The light is returning anyway. The seeds are pushing through the soil anyway, and the blossoms and the buds are starting to form. The intelligence of the natural world, it orchestrates and it offers you a way to navigate as well. And it does this in a way that's as old as time itself. Today the wheel is at a balance point, equal light and equal dark. And from tomorrow, here in the Northern Hemisphere, the light takes the lead. So there you have it. Today we have marked the spring equinox, explored the festival of Ostara and its place in the turning wheel of the year. And we've looked at what this turning is asking of each one of us energetically at this particular time in 2026. Remember, the wheel turns whether we're paying attention or not. But I feel the key is to choose to pay attention and follow the wheel's lead. That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetic Show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can up-level any part of your life.